Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When you create a category of SUV, you focus on improving upon it. The large traditional premium utility Lincoln Navigator SUV is all new for 2025. Inspired redesign, both inside and out, is met with a class-exclusive heated powerful third-row bench seat and the class-exclusive Lincoln Splitgate. Experience what it's like to have your wellness placed at the center of it all. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary. Class's large traditional premium utility.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This hour is brought to you by Jewel Osco.
Clay Harbor, former NFL player.
Clay Harbor, slot to the left. The second tight end. Here's Vic's pass. And it's caught. Touchdown by Harbor.
And he's going for that. He's got a receiver. And that's a touchdown.
Clay Harbor makes that catch.
And they've got Harbor for the touchdown. Beating Tashaun Gibson, 18-yard touchdown pass by Chad Henning.
Football analyst for Chicago Sports Network.
I think this is concerning for Luther Burden because this is a valuable time. You already missed OTAs and minicamp, and that's a valuable time for receivers because you're actually playing football.
Clay Harbor on 670 The Score.
Clay Harbor joins us in studio. You hear the dreams and nightmares introduction for the former Philadelphia Eagle, a nine-year veteran, co-host of the Big Pro Football Show on CHSN. It is at ClayHarbs82 on Twitter.
Harbs.
Here to talk about Bears training camp with us and perhaps other discussions as well. Do we ask him about the T-Hap?
Yeah, I think we should ask him about it. He probably doesn't know about the T-Hap. Have you heard of the T-Hap?
I've never heard of the T-Hap.
It's brand new. It's been downloaded over a million times in the last week. It's a woman-only app where basically they log on and they have all this stuff they can do with security and vet out guys. And then they all tell each other about guys, pictures of guys. Is that something that you feel like is a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, it's definitely a bad thing for me.
For a single man of your stature in Chicago, the T-App is probably not going
to
be...
I'm going to have to move.
It's not going to be a great thing.
All right, so the T-App and Clay Harbor, maybe not on the same page. No, but we get to talk to you after the Bears wrap up their second training camp practice here at Hallis Hall. We've heard a lot discussed. We went over the running back discussion. Mark Grody brought it up as well. I think that's where I want to start with you is, for what we know about how much Ben Johnson talked about building this offense on the running game, when you know how the Detroit Lions, his former team, felt about DeAndre Swift. It's something that I know you guys have discussed a lot on CHSN, the Big Pro Football Show, about whether or not they get to add to the room. They kind of add in a way with Ian Wheeler coming off of the non-football injury list. But how do you see this taking shape based on even what you've heard so far about what Ben Johnson has had to say about the running game and what the running backs have had to say about it?
So what I think here with Ben is, what you heard him say was, we don't know what type of running team we are now. We could be a wide zone team. We could be a gap scheme team. We could be a downhill team. So what he's saying is, when the pads come on, he's going to let the cream rise to the top. I think all of us think that's going to be DeAndre Swift. But I think there is a slot for a Roschon Johnson to prove that he can be a Jamal Williams type running back. When Ben Johnson was the offensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions the year before, DeAndre Swift averaged 12 carries a game. Excuse me. The year Ben Johnson took over, he averaged 7. So the leading carry getter of that team was Jamal Williams, who was the downhill runner who had over 1,000 yards and 18 touchdowns. I think there's going to be a spot for Roschon Johnson. Even Kyle Manunga will have a chance here when the pads come on. Who's breaking tackles? Yards after contact. Those are the things that Ben Johnson wants to see. Who can get the extra downhill yards. And whoever does that best, I think will get the lion's share of the carries.
So you think DeAndre Swift is not de facto number one running back?
I think right now he is, but I don't think that's set in stone. I think we've seen it before from Ben Johnson. When he had DeAndre Swift, the year before, DeAndre Swift was the guy. The year Ben Johnson came, DeAndre Swift wasn't the guy. He still got a lot of carries. He still played a lot in the pass game. He was more of a third down running back option when he was with Ben Johnson. So that there's a chance that happens again. I think we're all kind of forgetting Roschon Johnson. His yards per carry last year was like 3 yards per carry. Why? He was a short yard running back. The plays that he ran are designed to get 2 yards. You can't hold his yards per carry against him when the plays he's running are 2 yard plays.
By your estimation, though, who is the most talented running back in that group? If you had to rank those four guys that we know are active right now for the Bears in their running back room, how would you rank them in terms of just potential dynamic ability, quality?
It depends what play we're running. If I'm out there as a tight end and we're running gap scheme, we're running power, we're running duo, we're running downhill plays, do I want DeAndre Swift running behind me? No. Give me Roschon Johnson. Give me Kyle Manungai. Give me a guy who I know is going to keep the right track. It's an A-gap track on a power or a duo. What's that mean? You run through the A-gap even though the play is designed to bounce. You go through the A-gap unless you see it's muddied up, then you can bounce it out. DeAndre Swift is a guy that loves to go east and west. Mm-hmm. He's the most east and west runner in the entire NFL. There's analytics on this. Give me a guy, if we're a gap or a duo scheme, that is going to run downhill, going to break some tackles, going to fall forward. If we're a wide zone scheme, if we're running inside zone, outside zone, do I want Roschon Johnson running inside, outside? No, I want DeAndre Swift doing that. So it depends. What are we majoring in? What kind of run game do we have? And I think that can even depend on what defense we're going against as well.
Well, and he mentioned that too, you know, when he said, Ben Johnson said, I don't know if we should be running some of these plays against the Dennis Allen defense. But then he said, you know, we've got to at least mock him up and see what we can do. It did surprise me a little bit when he said that part about the running game. Because, for example, with Luke Getsy and even with Shane Waldron, it was telegraphed even before they got there, you know, they ran outside zone. So when he says that this close to the season beginning, does that give you any cause for alarm?
No, I don't think it gives you cause for alarm. First, what you want to do is you want to figure out what you do well. Obviously, there's two things about football, and every offense I've been a part of, I've been in meetings with Josh McDaniels, Tom McBrady, Drew Brees. I mean, we can go back to Matt Stafford, whatever. Andy Reid, you know, coach for a long time. Yeah, you're going to run your stuff, but you're going to find what this defense, where are they susceptible, right? So you want to run your stuff, but run your stuff where you could take advantage of their weaknesses as well as your strengths. So there's a balance here. It's not like you want to go in every week and run a new offense and start running new plays. You know, you want to run your plays, but you want to figure out where there is a weakness, right? So it's this balance that you want to keep. But he talked about the old school Patriots, where, yeah, sometimes you'd go out there and you would think that some of these teams are running complete different offense, complete different defense to kind of take you out of what you're running. So I think that's interesting. But the first thing the Bears got to do, I think we're getting ahead of ourselves here, let's figure out what they do good. Let's figure out an offense, if Caleb can play under center. Let's figure out if he can do the play-action passes, if he can turn his back to a defense. Let's figure out if we're a wide zone scheme, is our offense better blocking that running-wise, or are we a gap downhill team?
Talking with Clay Harbor, who's in studio with us. Clay Harbor, former NFL tight end, also big pro football show over on Chicago Sports Network. Clay, we're talking about the Bears training camp. It just started. I guess my first question, based on what you're talking about and what we've been discussing on the show, is what is the timetable for that when we talk about let's figure out what we're good at, what we can do well and what we can't do well? How long does that usually take with a new head coach? Because you've been in situations where you've had a new coach, Chip Kelly being a perfect example, right? How long did it take? Or do most coaches have more pre-designed stuff than what Ben Johnson is coming in, seemingly with a much more open mind?
It's been different, right? Because Ben Johnson is a guy that has come in with this open mind and saying he's not putting in a playbook. When I was with Jacksonville, we fired our offensive coordinator and Jed Fish. He's now the head coach of the Washington Huskies. And we brought in Greg Olson. Ole, he's an offensive coordinator somewhere in the league still. And Ole brought his playbook in, right? His stuff, right? So then Chip Kelly, like you said, Chip brought in his offense. We learned his offense. Ben Johnson's doing something different. Like he said, he's breaking these things out down to the studs, and he's building it back up to try to figure out exactly what Caleb Williams is good at. The same thing he did in Detroit. He didn't have an offense. That was Ben Johnson's offense he created in Detroit. Now he's creating an offense in Chicago. He's going to run a lot of stuff that he did in Detroit that had success. But if that doesn't have success, he'll move on from it. And then you're gonna see, as the weeks come on, moving into these joint practices. And once you get into the preseason games, you want to have it down by then. You want to kind of have an identity of, here's what we're going to do. Figure that out through the dog days of camp, the next 2-3 weeks, before you get into these joint practices, before we get into these preseason games. What do we want to do? What are we doing well at? And obviously you're playing against a certain defense, and then you get to test it out against these joint practices. Obviously you're going to have some live periods. Then you got the games. Figure out what works then. So by the time you get through these first 2 preseason games, and obviously it's different now, there's only 3 of them, you really need to know what you're doing, what you're leaning into defensively, what plays, what our players are best at offensively, how can we put these guys in the best situations to win, what can Caleb do, what does he want to do, we're going to be more of a shotgun team, is he going to be able to do our under center stuff that we had so much success in Detroit, or are we going to have to stick to the shotgun stuff and maybe we'll do a little bit of zone read, stuff that he was never able to do with his old quarterback Jared Goff.
I actually think that that's one of the pieces of the offense that we want to see if he brings in, is that zone read aspect. I feel like that would be great for a guy like Caleb Williams. And when you consider all the parts around him, make same things look different, make different things look the same. When you've got that versatility out of Swift or out of DJ Moore, that might really play to the Bears' advantage.
Yeah, when I was at all of OTAs and minicamp, and I'm going to my first training camp practice tomorrow, and then me and Marshall Harris are driving down to House Hall on Saturday together, and then I will be back on Monday for full pads for the Bears. But I noticed a lot of the zone read stuff, and that's something that Ben Johnson's got to be thrilled about, because he never had that. Jared Goff, I think Marshall could beat Jared Goff in a race, Layla. I'm not lying. This dude is slow. He's a statue back there. No offense, Marshall.
I have a bad ankle.
I know, he can throw, but I'm saying he's as mobile as Marshall Harris. He ain't running the zone read. Caleb Williams, they're practicing the zone read. They're doing zone read stretch. They're doing inside zone. They're doing pitches. They're going to get Caleb involved in this run game. You look at the best running teams besides the Lions had a lot of counter, a lot of guard pull, tackle pull, tight end pull, a lot of stuff like that. But besides the Lions, Baltimore, Lamar Jackson, Philadelphia, Jalen Hurts, the Jets when they had Fields, Bills when they have Josh Allen, all these teams with athletic quarterbacks are teams that are the best rushing teams. So now you're giving Ben Johnson a whole other toy to play with, a whole other avenue to go down. Now he's not playing with Marshall as his quarterback. Now he's got a guy that's athletic like myself.
I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming. Clay Harbor, never one to not tout his own ability, former ability. He played. He's not currently playing in the NFL.
No, but he's like training people. He's a certified personal trainer now.
He's certified, all right. Certified one way or another.
I just enjoy you too. Like, I'm just here for the tennis match. Layla, the pickleball match.
Here's the interesting thing. Clay's talking about the stuff that Caleb Williams does well and doesn't do well. I don't think we have answers on a lot of that stuff based on what Ben Johnson said in his earlier evaluations of what he did in his rookie season, and also the fact that he is trying to tailor this playbook as he builds it up from the studs around Caleb Williams. Is there anything you can definitively say Caleb Williams does well enough that Ben Johnson's already comfortable with? And is there anything you could say he's probably not going to be able to do well enough, at least at the outset, that Ben Johnson will feel comfortable with?
No,
from what you've seen.
Yeah, not from what I've seen throughout all the OTAs and minicamp. Obviously, you want to put the pads on and really see what happens, you know, after Monday when the pads get on and everything really gets moving full speed. But I think him on the move is something that you can see naturally. He has ability with. So I think that's something you're going to see a lot in this offense. The fake and the bootleg left, you know, the nakeds. This guy can throw on the run to the left. He can throw on the run to the right. Like, not a lot of quarterbacks I've ever seen in my life. I've played with a lot of quarterbacks. And obviously, he's got this crazy knack to make these off-schedule throws. But the thing is, how do you build that into an offense? You know, that's just kind of stuff that happens, right? That's just stuff that happens. You can't really dictate that. That's when, okay, there's a missed block and he has to spin out. Now he's on the run. His eyes are downfield. He can make that happen. But I think that the accuracy downfield is something that he's got to work on. Mm-hmm. I think he's definitely got to get better there. That was a struggle during OTAs and mini camps. And the regular season last year. And then just total accuracy. I mean, he would miss some layups. You know, sometimes he's throwing a strike. Sometimes he's throwing a ball. He's throwing in the dirt. So just cleaning up some things and being more consistent. And that's what I want to see because obviously we've all heard about his new footwork, you know, working with Ben on his mechanics. So I think that stuff, that helps.
I agree. We talked yesterday a lot about, I wish for him, he wouldn't stress out about interceptions. I'm not saying that that's exactly what's going on, but when you heard Caleb Williams at the end of the season last year talk about how he was very happy with the touchdown interception ratio, as he should be, and then you hear Ben Johnson come in and say, don't be afraid of throwing an interception, I think that might be hard to deprogram, because that goes back years for him. And Ben, when I heard that, I thought to Ben Johnson meant take the risk. You know, it's okay. And when sacks can hurt your team more than an interception can, especially in a young quarterback's development, how do you view that? How do you see him taking more risk? And I think he's going to have to be okay with that number being higher than 6 this year.
Oh, it has to be higher than 6. I mean, obviously, it's interesting to hear someone say that. Yeah, I want to throw more interceptions than I did last year. Yes.
It's about taking chances.
I want him to. If he doesn't, I think there's a problem. He's got to be able to take more chances, obviously throw the ball downfield. I think Ben Johnson's offense is pretty risk adverse. You see, he's about getting short and quick passes out. He's talked about EPA per play. Mm-hmm. Let's keep the ball going downfield. Who did he draft? Luther Burden, Colson Loveland. Both dogs with the balls in their hands, right? These guys can run after the catch. DJ Moore, run after catch. You've got some players that if you can throw a short pass, 5-yard pass, that can get you 15, that can get you 20. So I think this roster is built for that. But I think besides saying that you want him to be 70% completion percentage, which I'm okay with, like that you have goals.
Is that realistic?
I don't think it's realistic. There's only 4-5 quarterbacks in the league last year that had a 70% completion percentage. What I would say is, let's get our sacks down to 48. Let's take off 20. You're still third worst in the league, but you're not 68.
You're not killing yourselves.
You're not killing yourself.
Can
you
imagine the success of the Bears' drives if they got rid of 20 sacks?
What's the biggest EPA killer, Layla? It is sacks. It is negative plays. If Ben Johnson's talking about even more than turnovers, EPA per play is what value success is. This is how you become successful. EPA per play. The biggest hindrance to EPA per play is sacks.
Got
to
get the ball out on time.
If you lose 10 yards in a play, your drive is over. When you're sitting in the huddle and it's 2nd and 20 or 3rd and 20 and the defense knows what you got to do, I'm telling you, it is not a good feeling.
How you feel?
It's just like, this drive is over. Why don't we punt now? I mean, I played for the Jaguars for a while, Marshall. Trust me, I've been to some of these situations.
Coaches do it too. That's why we see a crack toss on 3rd and 12 to the short side of the field.
The playbook gets so limited, Matt, even with Ben Johnson, there's not a lot you can do. Instead of that sack, if you just get a 2-yard gain, you're still able to do whatever you want, especially with a coach like Ben Johnson.
Because they'll go for it on 4th down.
It's 3rd and 6. Guess what? He can still run the ball and get 4.
You know, that's a good point, though. We don't necessarily know that Ben Johnson, the head coach, aligns with Dan Campbell on 4-down territory. Like, you could see in games, Robbie, back me up on this, well, avid Lions watcher. You can see in games with Dan, it is only Dan Campbell and Dan Campbell only who's thinking to himself, I'm going for this.
No, but I felt like in Miami, he's the one who bumped that up to saying, hey, we should be going for it more on 4th down. He's the one who presented that in Miami, which led to him in Detroit bringing that philosophy.
There's more, and then there's Detroit. Like, those might not be the same.
No, I'm with Marshall. I heard that he wrote up a whole
whole
presentation about how teams are punting too much and they have to start going for it. So I think Chicago needs to be prepared for the same level of going for it we had in Detroit. We're going to have here in Chicago. But one thing it does take is it takes a lot of trust in your team. It takes trust in the guys you have. Your receivers are going to catch the ball. Your quarterback's going to make the right decision. If Caleb doesn't improve, which I think he will, even if Caleb doesn't get any better, if he stays the exact same, look at the difference in the line in front of him. Look at the difference of the weapons. Look at the difference of the coach he has calling the plays. If Caleb Williams doesn't get an ounce better, he will have a much better year because of what's around him, the year of experience, the coach, the offensive line. I think he will get better. The line is better. The weapons are better. So now you're going to see, obviously, Ben Johnson's going to be able to take some more chances as well.
We have more to come here with Clay Harbor here on 670 The Score. Joining us in studio, the former NFL veteran and also co-host of the Big Pro Football Show with David Haw and Ruthie Polinsky. We got some interesting comments from Ryan Poles yesterday on the Bears Etc. podcast about something that Ben Johnson does that we specifically wanted to ask you about, Clay. So we'll do that next here on Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When you create a category of SUV, you focus on improving upon it. The large traditional premium utility Lincoln Navigator SUV is all new for 2025. Inspired redesign, both inside and out, is met with a class-exclusive heated powerful third-row bench seat and the class-exclusive Lincoln Splitgate. Experience what it's like to have your wellness placed at the center of it all. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary. Class's large traditional premium utility.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Famous Footwear has the latest styles from all my favorite brands like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. And with over 830 stores, Famous Footwear is always nearby with fit experts to make sure my new shoes fit my feet and mom's budget. She says the prices are like really good, so you don't have to overspend to make it famous. Right now, buy one pair of shoes, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear store. Some exclusions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We talked about the word accountability came up 1,000 times as we were going through the offseason. He's established that quick, and it's authentic, too. It's not just because that was what was out there. It's something that's a part of his DNA and how he coaches.
That was Ryan Poles talking to the Hogan Johns podcast, or as I like to call it with the rest of Adam Johns' listeners, the Hogan Baby Trapillo podcast, or Little Trapillo. We think Adam Johns looks like Ozzie Trapillo, Clay Harbor.
I see it.
See?
Oh, Clay, you see it?
I see it too.
Clay Harbor of CHSN is in studio with us here on Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score, talking about how we think the Bears offense is going to look, how it takes shape, what they're going to do with all their people. Is it okay if some of their people aren't here right now, like Luther Burden? At least not yet. And then what they're going to do moving forward.
So I want to start with this Luther Burden III story, the soft tissue injury. Clay, how much are they missing and how much is he missing by not being ready to go at the start of his rookie season? Put that into context of how damaging this could be for both Luther Burden III, second round pick, and for the Bears not having him.
All right. I caught some heat on X about my take on this.
Oh, what's your take? You
know, caught a little heat on this. But I think it's very important, these OTAs and minicamp, for Luther Burden as a rookie. This stuff matters. If you want this guy to be available in Minnesota to help be a playmaker, you drafted him early in the second round, he's going to have to learn this offense. You're not an outside receiver. You are a slot receiver. You got to learn shifts. You got to learn motions. You got to adjust to the speed of the game. You got to adjust to the defenses you're getting thrown at. NFL defenses, NFL defenders, different caliber, different type stuff. This takes a long time. You need the OTAs. You need the mini camps. You need all of it. You need all the training camps to learn this playbook, to feel comfortable when the live bullets are flying. Obviously, injuries run bias. But when you have a soft tissue injury, say you're healthy, come back, then get another soft tissue injury. To me, in my experience, and I don't know what happened with Luther Burden, that tended to happen to guys that didn't put the work in the time between off season and season.
What should rookies or anybody be doing?
What's the work?
Yeah, what's the work?
You're going out there, you're lifting, you're running. We're not coming into training camp. This isn't a get in shape training camp. This is a get here in shape training camp. So you're going through your playbook every day. You're running the routes. You're doing your lifting. You're doing your running. You're doing your sled pushes. You're just getting ready for the season as if the first day is training camp, so you don't have these soft tissue injuries. I've seen it over and over again throughout my career, the guys that get, you know, get the soft tissue injuries were the guys that really weren't putting in all that work. And I'm not trying to say that's what happened with Luther Burden, but I think that him missing this time is a lot more concerning than, say, Jalen Johnson missing this time. Jalen Johnson's got some skins on the wall. This guy's proven he can learn a new offense. He's proven he can play against an offense in this league. He's proven he can learn a new defense. Luther Burden, if you want him to have success and be a weapon this year, I know it's one day into camp, 2 days now that he's missing all the OTAs and all the training and all the mini camps. But this is concerning. If you wanted this guy to be a weapon this year, it's going to be a lot harder for him to catch up now.
But when you talk about, say, and this is part of my question, you're doing work at the college level. What's the difference of what rookies have to do conditioning and training-wise to make sure they're in optimal shape once they're at the NFL level, especially guys who like go through the draft camps and stuff like that? They're working on their pro days. What's the change there that can cause some of this stuff? How much extra do they have to do?
Well, it's tough for rookies, too, because when you're a rookie, right before the combine, you're training like a track athlete. You know, you're training to run a 40. You're training to do a vertical jump. You're training to do a 5-10-5 and an agility drill instead of training to play football. So as soon as you get drafted, now you're going to mini camps and OTAs, and that's where you got injured for the first time. But now you got to start training for football. You got to start lifting for football. You got to start running for football. It's a different type of training. You're training, obviously, you're changing direction for receivers. It's not the biggest change, right? Because receivers are still running, they're stopping, they're changing direction, but there still is a difference there. There's a guy on, you're training to be explosive, to be strong. You know, with linemen that are training for the combine, now you're training to play football, completely different training regimen. Defensive end, go from the combine training, NFL training, completely different. Linebacker, same thing. Receivers, it's different, but not as different, but there's still a lot of tweaks you got to make sure that you're going to come in shape and not get these soft tissue things. There's some things that are you can't avoid, but soft tissues in most cases are things that are avoidable.
That is the voice of Clay Harbor, 9-year NFL veteran, co-host of the Big Pro Football Show on CHSN, and apparently he thinks he could still be playing tight end if only for his birth certificate being out there for the general public. Okay, look. So we learned that Braxton Jones goes out like with the first team offense for whatever they do the first time they're out there. And then the first 2 days anyway, they've rotated Ozzie Trapillo and Kieran Amagaji. Amagaji went today. We learned about the rotation at backup quarterback. And Case Keenum was out there day one. And then they changed that up on day two. How important or do you make anything of where guys start right now as opposed to how this thing will actually shake out?
Doesn't matter. These guys are in open competition. Yeah, okay, they're saying Braxton is getting the benefit of the doubt. He's our starter, our pseudo-starter right now. You know what's going to matter? When they all line up against Montez Sweat and Dio Dangbo, who's blocking these guys the best? Who's stopping them in their tracks? Who's not letting them get pressure? Who's not letting them pinch the pocket? Who's doing the best in the outside zone, wide zone scheme? Right? Who's doing the best in the gap scheme? We're doing our trade blocks. This right now doesn't matter. Monday, pads come on. That's when the competition starts. And from what I saw in OTAs and minicamp, I didn't see Braxton. I think it's going to be a competition between Ozzie Trapillo and Braxton Jones. Ozzie Trapillo, I mean, you could just see this guy knows the playbook. And I talked to his offensive line coach in college, Matt Applebaum, earlier this year. And he said he coached in the NFL. He was an offensive coach for several years in the NFL, including my coach, which I thought was a little bit offensive when he said this. He said, I have never seen a player, professional or college, learn a playbook faster than Ozzie Trapillo. And, you know, Ben Johnson parroted that. This guy's extremely intelligent. His technique was amazing. I was very impressed with his bend, his movement for a guy his size. I mean, this guy makes the mountain from Game of Thrones look small. He's a massive human being. So I think he is going to really put some pressure on Braxton Jones. But we've got to remember, Braxton Jones is at top half of the league, I would say, left tackle. So as a rookie, second-round pick, can Ozzie Trapillo be a top half of the league left tackle? I think he has the opportunity to. I think he has the smart, the intelligence, the bends, the athleticism to pick this thing up. But I think right now, if I'm putting money on who is going to be the starter coming into the season, I think you got to put the money on Braxton Jones just because he has what Ozzie Trapillo doesn't.
Experience.
Experience.
Yeah, I I agree with that when it comes to just the body of work. Like you've got to give it to the guy who has lasted this long, especially as one of Ryan Poles' first draft picks. Like, credit to Braxton Jones for doing so. We are talking to Clay Harbor here on Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score, the pro football show co-host, the nine-year NFL veteran, and also a guy who is a certified personal trainer. Mm-hmm. So when we knew you were coming in today, imagine our luck, because we heard Ryan Poles say this about Ben Johnson on the Bears Etc. podcast. Take a listen.
Yeah, you feel it in the building. The excitement, the intensity, I believe has gone up. Ben and his crew just bring a different level of energy. I love DA. Dennis Allen, just he's got a swagger, confidence to him, aggressiveness that I like, and I think that amplifies the whole building. So what Ben won't tell you, Ben lifts in the morning like really hard, and he throws around like real weight, like full cleans, everything. So you hear him in the weight room in the morning too. So he gets after it. So it starts the day out that way. I'll peek out there and see what kind of weight he's throwing around.
I love that though. Like, I like the idea of Ryan Poles checking Ben Johnson, former football player versus former mostly coach / player, throwing around weight. What kind of weight do we think Ben Johnson's throwing around?
I heard he squats 405 and he does it with good depth. Like, there's a guy that can squat 405. He goes all the way down, you know, we call it, I can't say what we call it.
So cheeks to calves, basically.
Yes, cheeks to calves. But like, yeah, Marshall Harris is a guy that does like a quarter squat, right? He's a guy that has a big squat, but he literally just bends his knees and puts the bar back on the rack.
That's only when I do push press. That's only when I do push press, because that's what push press is.
There's a difference. Like, Marshall's
going
half squats.
You're not
going to
sit here and clown me on my own show.
Ben Johnson's going all the way to ground. But here's the question I have. Ben Johnson, are you trying to make a comeback? Because what are you doing power cleans? I'm telling you, I haven't done a power clean since I stopped playing in the NFL.
That's not an old man move. That's a young man's move.
It seems very satisfying, though. Like, once you do them, I see why you'd want to do it.
I do power cleans, but I do lightweight. So I do power cleans. I do 115. Yeah, 115.
Listen, for the listeners out there, don't do power cleans. I'm going to tell you that. There's no point to do power cleans. Power cleans, unless you're trying to get better at performing in some sport. Maybe you're doing intramurals, but...
Intramurals?
I don't know who's listening,
like,
here.
Are we talking about kids?
Some college kids, probably.
Kevin Lapka. Are you talking about Kevin Lapka? You're now social media guy
nemesis,
who used to be our
nemesis.
Guy?
Yeah, Kevin Lapka. Me and him talk trash all the time. But power cleans is a movement you are doing for sports. For me, as a 40-year-old man almost, like, I'm not doing power cleans anymore. Tough on your body. I'm not trying to get back out on the football field. Unless Ryan Poles is listening to this, then okay, I'm ready to go.
I think power cleans are okay as part of a complex move where you're just, from a mobility standpoint, you're doing high pulls, and then you're doing cleans, and then you're doing power cleans, and then you're doing, squat? Like, I think
good conditioning.
Aren't you and Ben Johnson about the same age?
Like, yeah, we're about the same age.
So is this a challenge to you?
Yeah, I feel like you can't do the stuff Ben Johnson does. How does that make you feel?
Ooh. Well, Ben Johnson doesn't have 9 years of car crashes on his body to where his knees and back feel like, you know, when he wakes up, it's like a popcorn popper.
Are you sore when you wake up in the morning?
Heck yeah, aren't you?
Well, yeah, but I'm old. That's the difference. No, it's interesting to hear Ryan Poles talk about Ben Johnson in that manner. I'm curious, does that mean anything to football players to see your coach doing stuff like that?
Yeah, it does. I think it's it just shows how serious he is. And when you got like coaches out there, you talk about the coaches doing the up downs with the players. I like things like that. That shows you how invested your coaches are. And then sometimes we'd be running our conditioning, and then we had our coaches running conditioning with us. Like, okay, let's go. Coach is doing this. Firstly, you can't let them beat you. You got to be looking better than them. And then secondly, it's like, cool, you know, they don't have to do this. They're joining in our suffering here. And it's something that you do respect, the fact that they're willing to do that. So I always like that, if the coach is in the weight room getting stuff done. And it does, to me, make you respect them a little bit more because of that discipline factor.
Did you do up-downs in the NFL?
Bro, when we played with the New England Patriots, you flinch offsides. Just take off running. You're running a mile across. Don't even wait for Bill to yell at you. People just run. You flinch, you run. And then Bill will be starting to yell a few things I can't say on air. With the Andy Reid and the Eagles, right? They're talking about Ben Johnson pulled out the team on the. We would be eight plays through a nine-play period. Andy Reid didn't like the way the period was going. Start over. Oof. We go, first off, coach, you know where we're running. I don't care. Start over. We're 8 plays in. I don't care. Start over. So I love the fact that Ben is having that accountability and making him do that. The best coaches, Sean Payton. I remember one time, we were a third of the way through practice. This ain't even legal. I know it ain't legal no more. A third of the way through practice, get back in stretch lines. Get back in stretch lines. I said, what? He didn't like the way practice was going. We went all the way back to stretch and went through practice all over again. Couldn't have been legal. Obviously, this was back in the day. I sound like a grandpa telling war stories.
You are a grandpa.
Back in my day, we used to have these. No, but seriously, I love it. And you respect the coach that won't let you get away with anything. And guess what? Everybody was more locked in then. They were ready to go then. There was no drop balls then. There was no Miss Assignments then. So I love that this is Ben Johnson's attitude.
Well, and Sean Payton famously is an inspiration of Ben Johnson's coaching staff when you see it. He worked with Dan Campbell for Sean Payton, Dan Roshar, Sean Payton. There's a lot of connections. Declan Doyle. So that lets you know a little bit about the inspiration. Marshall and I also talked about just when you know it's two-a-days or when you know it's football practice. And I felt like you didn't know it was two-a-days until somebody threw up and other people were doing up-downs. Did you have something that let you know it was two-a-days when you were practicing?
These guys, and I know I'm the grandpa again, talking about the war story.
They have it so
they
easy.
They don't know about the two-a-days, Marshall, over at Lehigh in Pennsylvania, going through two practices. And you're eating off days? Every fourth day you have to have an off day? We had 23 straight days of practice. You didn't know it was two-a-days until, I mean, you hated your life. I mean, there was no light at the end of that tunnel. There was no off day. It was just day in and day out, and there was just such a feeling, there was this feeling of dread, but feeling of competition. You loved it, you hated it, but I mean, that was what camp was about. But I mean, I know I sound like an old timer right now going backwards, but there was nothing.
No,
like
honestly,
it.
Two of my most entertaining places that I've been to in Pennsylvania, Lehigh and La Trobe. And in those two places, men were doing man things out there in the sweltering heat, and I was happy no one was dying.
Yeah, I mean, Oklahoma drill was a common practice, you know. I don't know about in the NFL. Did they do the Oklahoma drill in the NFL?
Chip Kelly, when he came in, he brought the Oklahoma drill, and we're all like, what are we doing? We're doing the Oklahoma drill? Are we back in college? So that was one of the things I remember from Chip, amongst other things.
He didn't last, Chip Kelly.
Well, yeah, Chip brought a lot of the college games
back
to the NFL.
He's back in the NFL.
Yeah, I know.
That was a surprising plot twist. He got his natty, and I guess he's like, I'm good. Let's go back. We have more coming up here on Raheem and Harris on the Score. Our thanks to Clay Harbor for coming into studio.
Appreciate
what time
you,
is the big pro football show today?
5:30 tonight. It'll be me and David Hogg. Ruthie Polinsky will be off.
Awesome. So Clay and David Haw, maybe you've heard of David, a little known show host around here at the Score, will be fun to watch for sure on CHSN. And coming up next, you're welcome to stay if you want, Clay. We do the same thing to Russ Dorsey, but the book that Ryan Poles received made us laugh in our pre-show meeting. So we'll share that conversation along with an interesting one regarding Boog Shambi if we have time. That's
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When you create a category of SUV, you focus on improving upon it. The large traditional premium utility Lincoln Navigator SUV is all new for 2025. Inspired redesign, both inside and out, is met with a class-exclusive heated powerful third-row bench seat and the class-exclusive Lincoln Splitgate. Experience what it's like to have your wellness placed at the center of it all. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary. Class's large traditional premium utility.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Greatness is here. All 830 of our famous footwear stores now carry Jordan brand. So it's easy to score Jordan brand footwear and accessories, from hats to backpacks to socks, for the full family at a store near you. Famous Footwear's in-store fit experts will help you find the perfect style and the perfect fit. Because every day is a chance to make it famous. Come in and shop Jordan brand footwear and accessories at your local Famous Footwear store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Next.
You're listening to Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is Rahimi and Harris. We are having fun here on 670 The Score. Our thanks again to Clay Harbor, who just joined us in studio for two segments.
Clay Harbor has left the building, and you know what? I am smarter because of his presence here in the studio today.
Absolutely. He brings the facts and really the perspective.
Former player out here telling you about how things used to be. He's right, though. He does sound like a freaking grandpa when he's telling the stories about back in my day, training camp.
Bless athletes' hearts. Because they're still in their 30s,
but
and they think
old.
They're old.
Because they're not doing the thing that they've been working on doing their entire life anymore.
He was throwing shade at you, too, about your lifting habits.
Thank you for that, Robbie. I wasn't familiar with the
No,
the
but
shade.
It was just like, I was on your side. I mean, he was throwing a lot of shade, like so much shade.
Someday, he and Clay will actually post the conversations they have off air.
You don't
and
want
then
that.
They should charge
and
money
cancel.
For
that.
I
want
to keep this job. So, no, we won't be posting those conversations.
I see what you're doing, Robbie. Like reminded you about the shade and was like, hey, but I'm on your side.
Yeah, I couldn't believe the amount of shade said he, like, you barely squatted something, but I'm on your side. Like, I appreciate you.
I do squat.
Some would call that manipulation.
What? Wait, well, I'm on your side, too.
I can't. Oh, wow. He just threw it to you, too? No.
Today.
I have no side.
I got a date with some goblet squats later on today with the big old kettlebell.
It's a cardio day in the Rahimi house.
Every day is leg day when you got chicken legs like mine.
Dustin messed with you about that a lot.
That's fine. I understand it. I'm not ashamed of it. It's like, you know what? Chicken legs, still get the job done. Get me from point A to point B.
You know what? We're not athletes. Also, like, your body works. Like, I'm thankful for my health.
Thank you.
Else I can fine tune. But yeah, I mean, people grow through seasons. Don't be mad at yourself for being you.
Layla, I always say there's two reasons I work out. One is to stay functional for as long as I should live. And the other, to look good naked. That's really all there is. Those are the two reasons.
As long as you have your why. The reason we brought all this up is Ryan Poles talking about Ben Johnson's daily workout being an indication of how intense he is, which checks out when you think of it. But also, Ryan Poles talked to the Hogan Johns podcast about the books he read this summer.
Got a crisis management book. Someone gave it to me. I think Ian gave it to me. Mick Raven, the book from The Wisdom of the Bullfrog from last year. That's another one. Reading a book on systems and learning organizations, making sure that we continue to get better. Trying to think of the other one. Super Communicators is another book just on how to communicate, being intentional when you communicate with different types of people and understanding what angle that they're coming at in terms of, is it an emotional conversation? Is it more practical? And you can make connections and solve problems even better. So I ended up buying that book for our entire staff to read over the summer, and we can talk about it. And again, it's just all about growth and development and trying to get better at everything that we do.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I appreciate you knowing your weakness, but maybe some things are like innate to me, but like, don't you know the nature of a conversation when you're having it? I guess with people who don't necessarily communicate up front, then you're trying to figure it out on your own.
So you're referring to the book Super Communicators that he listed there.
Correct.
I appreciate the crisis management thing.
That's the one.
He needs to work on
his assistant GM gave him a book about crisis management.
Like the most on-the-nose gift you could get anyone.
And so I immediately...
Ian Cunningham, we see you.
Here's my thing, though, is that I like his transparency. Stand on it. You just got paid for it. Stand on it.
Tell us
what, you know, like you're managing crises fine, aren't you?
Yeah. You know how I know he's managing crises fine? Because he got an extension.
Bingo.
But I Googled, I was like, crisis management books. Let's see what's out there. So I was wondering which of these books maybe he got. Is it Conquering Crisis? 10 lessons to learn before you need them? Is it the prepared leader emerge from any crisis more resilient than before? But I think I'm settling on this one. Leadership in turbulent times. That might be the title that he got.
What's that?
847's got me on this. One way to communicate is to take questions or ask them.
That's where I went. My mind went with the Super Communicators book. Was it Ben Johnson that gave him the book? Oh. And did it only say when he opened the book, just defer to Ben Johnson?
I know what he didn't do. I know he didn't go to Matt Eberflus's makeover guy for public speaking and all the like.
What's that?
Yeah, that's what didn't happen over the offseason.
Well, also, theoretically, they've got people in the building who are pretty good at crisis management. they've got fixers. They've got PR people who are up in their skates, so to speak.
See, I find this just so funny because it's like there's so many times where I've been like felt like I'm in a crisis and I need to fix everything, and I go to Barnes & Noble or something. I get every book that I need, every self-help book that I need. I'm like, I got to fix everything now. But also, if a friend gives you that type of book, is that an insult? Because I think that is an insult.
No, I think it's a message.
Like, you really need this, and you look at it, you're like, what the hell?
Exactly. Like, oh, I need to be a super communicator? That's where my ego gets
in. No, Robbie, because if it's a real friend, you probably have had conversations about dealing with the crisis that they were both dealing with. And Ian Cunningham was probably like, you know what? This book has worked for me in the past. Let me share it with you.
630 on the text line. Everything where it is in terms of good.
Yeah.
How's that book working out in Dallas, by the way?
Here's my fear. What if it works?
Well, then he's a good defensive coordinator.
Think about all of the things that happened there. I do think Matt Eberflus is a good defensive coordinator.
Well, then
I've never said he wasn't.
Oh, yeah.
I do want him to blitz more, and I feel like he did at one time.
So you can see a scenario in which the Bears lose a home game to the Cowboys?
No.
You just can't even imagine that scenario.
Things that will make Layla self-destruct sports-wise on this show mentioned today. Number one, if the Cubs don't win the NL Central.
That's fine.
Number two, that scenario he just discussed.
Where,
which I won't even name and speak out loud.
And where does Eugenio Suarez going to Milwaukee rank on that list?
Oh, yeah, that's number one, actually.
I don't know. What's up yours?
That's number one.
But you guys aren't at all concerned about Eugenio Suarez going to his old team, because they've engaged in talks.
I'm less concerned about that because Brewers are winning the NL Central right now. They are in first place.
I'm just saying, man, there's a lot. I could see a situation. I think we're all on board with Marshall's initial two teams from the NL Central are making the playoffs. I think we're all on board with that, right?
Everything is where it is in terms of good.
Tactics.
I hadn't heard that in a while.
That's from 630.
I hadn't heard it in a while.
Everything's looking where it is in terms of good.
Give it away now.
Yeah, let's do it. Call it a crisis management book. No, I'm kidding. I don't necessarily think it's bad. I don't. Caller 6 to the Score contest line, 312-540-0670. We'll win a pair of tickets to Baseball After Dark at Wildlife in River North on Wednesday, August 6th, featuring special guest Matt Shaw and hosted by our friend Matt Spiegel. Baseball After Dark is presented by Huntington Bank. Life is a masterpiece. Make your money story a bestseller. And by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating wonderful memories. We'll get our friends Matt Spiegel and Lawrence Holmes' thoughts on the day next here on Raheemy and Harris on The Score.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When you create a category of SUV, you focus on improving upon it. The large traditional premium utility Lincoln Navigator SUV is all new for 2025. Inspired redesign, both inside and out, is met with a class-exclusive heated powerful third-row bench seat and the class-exclusive Lincoln Splitgate. Experience what it's like to have your wellness placed at the center of it all. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary. Class's large traditional premium utility.
Famous Footwear has the latest styles from all my favorite brands, like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. So you don't have to overspend to make it famous. Right now, buy one pair of shoes, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear store. Some exclusions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.